At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kaboom!
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air. Everywhere, back in the podcast JoJo for another edition of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and Danny G Radio. And we are in for a special treat. Someone that I have been hoping to chat with. I have said, I need to talk to this person. And Danny G has been able to make this happen. He has booked a person we're about to talk to. One of the greats. And you talk about greats, you talk about legends, and that gets tossed around a lot in what we do. But this is a bona fide, signified, a living icon in the world of sports. You think of the all-time greats. I don't do Mount Rushmores. I don't do that kind of stuff. But Tom Brady, Michael Jordan, Babe Ruth, Wayne Gretzky, Joey Chestnut. Woohoo!
Bang, bang. Chicken and shrimp.
That's right. Joey Chestnut, the greatest eater in the history of the recorded world.
Oh, there's no question.
And the hot dog eating contest, the Nathan's hot dog eating contest is coming up on the 4th of July. So I said, well, this is the perfect time. We need to talk to Joey Chestnut, the Bay Area legend, the man that went to San Jose State. We must talk to him.
I like the extended wiener.
How dare you? To set this up, if you're not a fan of competitive eating, Joey Chestnut is like Secretariat compared to all of the other competitive eaters. He's light years ahead of everyone. He has world records for all kinds of things. Now, the hot dog record is the most famous. This is the Super Bowl. My man, Joey Chestnut, ate 74 Nathan's famous hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. He set that world record back in 2018, but it's not just hot dogs. This is what this guy does. This is his life. He ate 15, 16-ounce bowls of gumbo. He has the world record for gumbo in 8 minutes. He ate 36-ounce tacos, fish tacos. He has that record. How about hard-boiled eggs? In 8 minutes, Joey Chestnut, the man we're about to talk to, ate 141 hard-boiled eggs. It's insane. Holy cannoli. So there is no debate that Joey Chestnut is the all-time greatest eater. Capiche?
Come on in, man.
Joining us here on the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller and Danny G. Joey, thank you for doing this. I know you're training, and you don't like to do a lot of these things before the Nathan's hot dog contest, but can you paint the picture for us? What is practice like for the hot dog contest?
Oh, over the years, it's changed a little bit. When I was younger, I could practice like every third day. Now it's every sixth day, and full on practices are hard on the body. It takes a while to recover. Practices are pretty much a simulated contest. I'm eating, oh my God, 75 plus hot dogs towards the last few practices. Then it takes time to recover, and then preparation for my next practice. And right now, two days of fasting, pretty much a cleanse.
So Joey, like when you're before, I had seen stories where you had been quota saying like you did a lot of like stretching your stomach out with like water and things like that. But you actually eat 75 hot dogs or so before?
Yeah. Well, wow. Yeah. So there is water training in the mornings. Every morning I'll wake up. First thing I do is I drink a gallon of water. And then I count how many gulps it takes to do that. And I'll drink a little bit of milk. And there's tricks to keep the stomach stretched and loose, even if I'm not taking in a ton of calories. At least once a week, I have to do an actual prep, eating practice. Runners have to run, I have to eat.
So who cooks the hot dogs for you? You have like a team of people that make them? You have to make them yourself? Like, how's that process work?
No, I have an awesome fiance, and she can cook hot dogs. Sometimes she makes them too tasty. It's trouble. So I have to make sure she tries to undercook them a little bit, because sometimes on the 4th of July, if it's super hot, the hot dogs get undercooked a little bit. And so I have to make sure that I'm not making them too good.
So when do you like get to New York for the event? Are you there now, or do you go in last minute?
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're there now.
I'm already in New York. It helps me stay focused while I'm prepping and doing my last getting ready for this event.
Yeah, so would you compare yourself? I'm fascinated by this show. I'm excited to talk to you because I've followed the competitive eating for a long time. And I remember the days before you showed up on the scene. And since you've been there, you've just dominated. But you'd say you're kind of like a boxer. Would that be an accurate portrayal? Like a boxer before a fight, you kind of spend a month getting ready. But you do this year round, so you're always kind of in training, right? You do events throughout the year. It's not just a hot dog contest. You're doing stuff all the time, right?
Yeah, you're kind of right. It's kind of both ways. For this contest, it's definitely more like a boxer, marathon runner. I'm trying to get my body, everything in tune for that 10-minute contest or that event. And I'm trying to peak, make sure my capacity is perfect. And then there's other contests throughout the year, the smaller ones that I'm not going to practice for nearly as much, but I still want to do my best. But by far, this is the biggest contest of the year, and I'm putting going all in on this one.
So you've dominated over the years. You are the gold standard, not even close, with this hot dog eating contest, the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Do you ever get nervous anymore? You've done so many of these things. Are you just like the back of your hand at this point, or do you still get a little nervous before something like this?
I definitely get nervous. Yeah, I'm a shy guy naturally, but I get amped up getting on stage in front of, I think there's like 25,000 people there watching. Dude, it's awesome. I'm nervous and I'm just adrenaline's pumping. And I feel like I can do whatever I need to do. I'm willing to do it.
So you're like, I'm an introvert. I do a radio show, right? I have a radio show. It's done pretty well, but when I'm not doing that, I'm kind of like, you know, I keep to myself. And are you that kind of, you're like me, just to kind of keep to yourself. Don't you're not an out there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not super outgoing. And I'm not seeking attention outside. I'm really laid back, but in this one setting, I don't have a choice. I got to go out there and perform.
You're in the Goldilocks zone with all the food, right? Right in front of you. I love this story too, right? I was reading your, and I heard this a while ago, but your brother kind of dragged you into this, right? You did not anticipate this life that you have created for yourself, right?
That's exactly, yeah. It wasn't my idea at all. I was kind of ashamed of how much I could eat fairly growing up. I was like, I was always like, not ashamed as much as I was just like self-conscious that I was like, all right, I don't want to go wild, make a fool of myself, embarrass myself. But as soon as I got on stage that first time, it was like I found true love, and I was made for this, and I don't have to hold back. Yeah, I can push it to the limit.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask you about that because you are so much far ahead of everyone else who does this in most of these contests. Like, it's the old nature versus nurture debate, right? You were just born with this, or did you at some point develop the skill? It sounds like you were born with it, right? You just had this.
Oh, there's definitely some part of it that I was born with it. And then that's with most things. A natural runner is naturally going to be a good runner, but to become an Olympic runner, you have to be naturally good and you have to train. My first contest for hot dogs, I did 20 and a half. And then as slowly through training and figuring out my body, now I'm doing 76. So there's definitely nature and nurture. There's a combination. And I think anybody who trains, I could definitely train them up to probably be about 30 hot dogs, but it takes a lot of work and you have to love to eat.
Yeah. And when you were going up and I heard the story that you would come home from school and just pig out, right? You just go for it. Does anyone else in your family have this skill? Do you think you're the only one? Is it passed down from generation?
Oh my God. It was a running joke. Like if a chestnut was going to get famous for something, it would be eating, because everybody in our family, we're huge eaters. Like,
that's great.
Like we would have, like, if we brought friends over, like, for dinner, like they'd be amazed. Like the entire family, we just eat big portions for dinner. It was like our we had a, it was like our family thing. We'd have a huge family dinner every night.
That's great. And so this could be like the next generation, like, you know, LeBron's trying to get his kids in the NBA, Joey Chestnut, right down the line, the next great competitive eater, right?
I don't know if the world needs another crazy chestnut running around.
well, probably, but down the line, you can see what we could have, 140 hot dogs, right? The next wave, the next generation and all that stuff. So now the other thing, this comes up every year because the hot dog contest on the 4th of July, Nathan's hot dog contest, the great Joey Chestnut here, but the debate of, are you an athlete? And I have seen some of the stories about what happens to your body after an event like this. Do you consider yourself an athlete, Joey?
Oh, I have to. The amount of energy and thought and sacrifice I'm willing to do for this. I definitely see myself as an athlete. And if some people don't, that's all right. I remember when I was younger, there were people who said, "Oh, golfers aren't athletic. It's not even a real sport." So it's things change. People's perspectives change.
Yeah.
And I have to
Yeah, you're testing your body, right? You're testing the limits of your body, and you also, I mean, you're competing with other people. So those are a lot of that. To me, it's a sport, but what does your doctor say? Does your doctor say, what are you doing here? Knock it off. Or is he cool with it?
So I moved last year. So I finally found a new doctor, put in some work to find a new doctor. And he's a good dude. He actually runs my blood. I think it was like just this year alone. He's ran my blood 4 times, make sure all my organs are working right. Whatever I'm doing, he says I can keep doing it. He's a good guy. I used to have another doctor. She was amazing back in California. She was all about helping me brainstorm new ideas to push myself and how to recover after a contest. Yeah. But they're looking at the numbers and they're making sure that I'm actually healthy. They're not worried so much about the one-time contests.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're now in the Hoosier State, right? What the big move to the Midwest, is that for geographical reasons? Or, I mean, you don't have to get into it, but that's a big move.
Yeah. It was a big move, but so I travel so much for the eating contests and appearances. It was great to be in the middle of the country. I go to Florida, I go to New York, to Texas. It was just way easier, and I have a lot of friends out here. I miss California. I miss parts of it. It's great to be on the East Coast time zone. And now I can do if I have to do radio interviews early in the morning, it's so much easier.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm 38. Who knows? I might move back to California eventually.
Yeah, it reminds me. You know, doing the radio show, the show syndicated, and I got dragged in, Joey, to the program director's office, and he had a big map right over his desk, and he pointed out where the population is in the United States. And there's a lot of people live in California, obviously, but most of the population, obviously, is in the Eastern time zone. That's where people live, and that's your business and all that. But I wanted to ask you. Now, you went to San Jose State. When you were like in college years ago, how did you envision your life? Did you think you would have just like a regular job in construction or engineering or something like that? Or
That was the plan. I was getting the civil engineering degree, and I imagined myself working for a general contractor, working in project management. I was on track for that, and then I fell in love with the competitive eating, and it just like it just changed my direction completely. And like I said, I was one of the things about competitive eating that I'd never imagined that I'd enjoy is that I get to make other people happy. There's people who drive for hours to come see me, and they enjoy watching the contest. And I never imagined that I'd have a fan base and that I enjoy making happy. So I would have been a good project manager, and I never made anybody happy. I was always arguing over money and schedules and changes. It was completely different, different feel. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I wanted to, now you, as we talked about, you're an introvert like I am. We have that in common. And, but you've met so many people because of this. You're a pop culture. You're in pop culture every year at the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest every year, Joey. So, who's the coolest celebrity who's a Joey Chestnut fan that you were very surprised to find out? Is there somebody that pops in your head, somebody that we know of, a celebrity or somebody from pop culture? You're like, why can't that guy's a fan of competitive eating? He kind of enjoys what I do here.
It was completely random. So a woman comes and says, Mr. Crystal would like to meet you. And it was Billy Crystal. And he called me Mr. Chestnut. Yeah, Billy Crystal. I mean, I never expected him to want to meet me, and he was super nice. Yeah,
awesome.
I had good questions, and he was a really nice guy.
That's cool. A legend in Hollywood, and
absolute legend. Yeah, comic legend.
So, how many events? Now, this is your full time gig, right? I mean, you are the king of competitive eaters. So you don't. This is your job. You're training year round. So, how many events on average do you do in a year? Is there a number? a sweet spot?
That's actual eating contests are about 20-23 during the summer. It'll pick up. I think after hot dogs on July 27th, I'll be in Vegas eating Raising Cane's chicken fingers.
Yeah, there you go. That's my spot, dude. Joe. You got to do me, Joe. You got to do me proud. That's my chicken finger place. I love Cane,
dude. It's like I'm a kid. It's like I'm Peter Pan. Chicken fingers. I'm trying to break a record and trying to get. I want to get 50 in 5 minutes. And I got that one coming up in July. I got a rib contest in August in Minnesota. Chicken wings in Buffalo in late August.
Oh,
so I get to eat all. I'm looking forward to the summer. I'm going to eat a ton of good food that I love.
It's like Willy Wonka, with food, with not the, just chocolate. You're doing the food. Now you do not. Sometimes you eat really things that are kind of nasty. Brain tacos does not sound dude, that particularly
was
good.
The only reason why I agreed to go to that contest was it was at a huge zombie pub crawl, and it was a big party, and it was a great party. I'm telling you, it was a fun time, and but it was brain tacos, and they looked like brains, and they were rough. I had to pretty much eat with my eyes closed and just only open them up just to make sure I was one ahead of the guy next to me.
Is that the worst thing you've eaten in a contest, or is there something even more worse than that? Is it worse than that?
Unfortunately, there's one that's worse.
Oh no! What is it?
Early on in the career, so it shouldn't have been worse. It should have been delicious. I was eating crab cakes at a casino, and it was in Delaware. And I remember I arrived at the event, and they already had the food sitting out, and I was like, "Oh, that's weird." And then when we got called up, I announced that I could smell it. It was like there was fish in there, and they'd been sitting out for
hours. Smell that fishy smell. Oh no!
And I almost got sick during the contest, and it was the only time I had to run off stage after the contest. they literally get food poisoned everybody, and. I'll never go back to Midway slots in Delaware.
Oh, shots fired. So that's the one you have nightmares about. You don't have nightmares about hot dogs or anything else, but that's the one that pops.
That's the one. And I love crab cake. It turned me off the crab cakes for quite a while, but now I can even eat them again. But dude, it was.
Disgusting.
I'm not pulling any punches with that scene.
Yeah. See, like, I'm not a fish guy anyway, but the idea of fish shitting out, oh my God, that is horrible. That's a stomach ache waiting to happen. So now, what is the easiest food to eat, Joe? What's the one that you can just nonstop in a contest setting that you have no problem with? That is, people would say hot dogs because you're so good at it, but is there something else that's just easy to eat in a contest?
Yeah, hot dogs are naturally good for me, but it's such a big contest. I'm putting work in. I'm not going easy on it. Once in a while, chicken wings. Chicken wings are it's not a capacity food. It's a technique food, and it's a fun one. If they're usually Buffalo, they have an amazing wing fest, and the people who show up to that event are always they love eat. I mean, it's a huge event, and I always have a great time there.
So the chicken wing guy, but you're going to set a record. I'm so excited. Now you're going to the Cane's thing later this summer after the hot dog thing. And I can polish off six, Joey, in about 20 minutes at my, when I eat lunch, the Caniac combo, but you said 50 and what's the time on that? I want to make sure I watch
50. I'm going to have 5 minutes to eat. I'm really hoping I can do 50. I'm going to have to hustle.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be cool.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the Nathan's thing this weekend on the 4th of July. So the question, when I talk about this every year, I'm fascinated by what you do. And I want to know, kind of walk us through post-contest, because that's the one. People ask many questions about what happens when a human being pushes the limits, like the great Joey Chestnut, eats 70-plus hot dogs. So right after, how many hours does it take for your, shall we say, to things to exit out of the...
For the fireworks.
Yes, the light show.
I've never exactly timed it, but yeah, I would say it's roughly 5 hours before nature starts working. But it's weird because so after the contest, I have to do interviews for about an hour afterwards. They put me in this weird like bullpen, and they bring more people up every 5 minutes to interview me. And so it takes about an hour to get through that. Then it takes an hour to get back to the hotel in Manhattan. And then I pass out. I'd say about 5 hours after the contest, I wake up with a look in my eye that I'm running.
You're right. And then are we talking hours on the iron porcelain throne or whatever?
I would say people think it's not the way it works is it's not coming out all at once. So there'll be different waves and, It comes in waves, and I'm happy I got a Dude Wife sponsorship. the wet wipes for men.
There you go.
No joke. and that's what I'm putting them to use.
I love it. And then and how long until before you feel normal? Like, is it a couple of days? Is it a week? How long?
If it's a good 4th of July and I'm not dehydrated, it'll take me about a day and a half to feel pretty close to normal. And then another day and a half to get back to my normal weight. But it takes about 3 days to get pretty close to normal. Okay. But there's different degrees of when recovering after pushing the body that hard. It definitely takes some time to recover.
So what's your diet like normally? Like when you're out, just like during, when you're not training for an event, do you just, are you doing fasting? Like do you eat like
I eat pretty clean. Unless I try to once a week, I'm definitely having just, I wouldn't say reward days as much as like, oh, I'm enjoying food. I'm not holding back. But I try to keep a pretty, pretty strict diet. Low carb, high protein, and it allows it so that that once a week during the weekends I can push it with whatever food I want, whether it's a contest or just pure pleasure.
Yeah. So do you have a man cave? You've won like these belts and these awards and all this all over the country. Do you have like a big man cave in your house in Indiana or trophy room, or what do you do with all this stuff?
Oh my God. I have a couple boxes I never unpacked from California. A lot of my trophies. I have an office with a ton of my trophies. So they're kind of spread around. I need a man cave. I need to put some work into that, but it's there's a lot of them, it's weird. You don't realize I didn't know how many contests I did until I was actually packing up all the trophies.
Yeah, that's you never know until you move how much stuff you have, right?
It's weird.
It's a pain in the behind there, man. All right, so how many more years are you doing this, Joe? You said you're 38, right? You're gonna be 40 before you know it, and all that. So how many more years do you have in this?
Game? I don't know. I feel. I feel good. I look at Tom Brady; he's still going at 43, or 44 now. Yeah. I need to make sure that I remain healthy. So I got to keep putting work in. It'd be nice to start working out a little bit more so that I can there's a couple things I need to do to make sure that I can stay healthy and keep pushing it. But I know I got at least two more years.
Yeah. And then, and you got the website there, you're selling, is that your sauce, right? Your name, is that you?
Oh yeah.
That's you. How's that going? Are people buying the sauce
It's fun. Yeah. A lot of people buying sauces, and people who love to eat. So, we got the Coney sauce, which is like, it's kind of like a ketchup. It's not quite as sweet as a ketchup, a little bit more tang to it. And, then my spicy mustard, which I'm in love with, I'll put that on. I love that on hot dogs or anything any kind of sandwich.
That's cool. And then and I saw you can get an autograph, right? You'll autograph people buy stuff on there. I mean, this was, I guess, a cheap commercial. Why not? But on your website, Joey Chestnut's website, you can buy sauce. You'll autograph something. So you mentioned the story. I just wanted to kind of wrap up with this. So you said you could train someone like as a coach, a competitive eating coach. Do people ask you about coaching? Do they say, hey, help me out, I need some pointers on this? And would you get into that once you're done physically doing the eating? Would you teach other people how to do it?
Yeah, there's definitely been years I've helped over the years helped it. And I enjoy it. I enjoy seeing them push their bodies to a new level. It's a weird kind of I enjoy seeing other people do it. It's something I'm definitely not against it. I don't think there's enough. It's not like I don't want to make a career out of that, but I still love the contest.
Yeah, but you think 30 is about the limit, right? You say about where you could teach somebody.
I think most most people who I've seen a lot of people who had no like natural ability and it drew just sheer determination. They were able to get to 30. And they eat like a bird naturally, and then they're doing practices and some jaw exercises and throat and swallowing exercises, and they're able to work up their capacity. So it's an ability. Anybody can be trained.
Gotcha. And so what's the goal? Monday, 4th of July. Do you have a number in your head that you're looking for the hot dog contest, Joey?
Oh my God. I'm really hoping just to find a good rhythm. If I find a good rhythm and the hot dogs are fast, they're good hot dogs, I'll be close to a record. But I want to find that rhythm where my body's happy and I'm not forgetting to breathe, that I'm feeding off the energy of the audience those last couple minutes, and I'm pushing to the limit.
Let it flow, right? You gotta let it flow.
Yeah, just my flow state. And it's just gonna, hopefully, if I do that, I'll be pushing a record.
Listen, Joe, it's great to talk to you. I'm so excited we did this, and I'll be watching. We'll all be watching on the 4th of July, and good luck and continued success. Thanks for doing this, Joe. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. You take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.